Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Thank you.
Rabbi Chaitanya Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Yes.
So we'll first read from the Prabhupada Lilamrita. I guess we are on. So this chapter is entitled, How Shall We Serve You? Please start right here. Okay. Thank you. In November 1935, he was again with his spiritual master in Vrindavan. It was Kartik season, the ideal time to visit Vrindavan, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was staying for a month with his disciples at peaceful Radhakund, a sacred lake where Radha and Krishna used to sport. After leaving Bombay in July, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had gone to Calcutta, where he had spoken on radio, delivered many public lectures, welcomed back the preachers he had sent to Europe, and had finished publishing his Srimad Bhagavatam translation and commentary. Then in October, he had come to Radhakund. Occupying the small one-story house Bhaktivinoda Thakur had constructed, he had been reading and speaking to the assembled devotees on the Upanishads, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Srimad Bhagavatam. He had also installed deities at Srita Kunja Bihari Math. The banks of the Radhakund were overhung with bright green foliage growing from the gnarled branches of the ancient tamarind, tamala, and neem trees. In the shallows of the waters, cranes stood on stilt-like legs while river terns skimmed across the lake, sometimes abruptly diving for fish. Sometimes a tortoise would poke its nose up from the water's depth, or a fish would jump. Green parrots were usually in pairs, flew in and out of green trees. Sparrows chirped and hopped from place to place. Peacocks were also there, mostly in the nearby gardens, as were occasional rabbits and even deer. The atmosphere was enriched with the history of Krishna Lila. 5,000 years ago, Radha and Krishna had engaged in transcendental pastimes here. And only 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya had rediscovered Radhakund. Lord Chaitanya's great follower, Raghunath Das Goswami, had resided here for many years, constantly chanting Hare Krishna and discussing the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here, in a small bhajan kutir, Krishnadas Kaviraj had written Chaitanya Charitamrita, the narrative for the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati relished so much. Many of the inhabitants of Radhakund were Babajis, living in small bhajan kutirs and spreading their time chanting Hare Krishna. Having heard his spiritual master stay here, Abhay, bringing his son with him, had traveled from Bombay just to have darshan of his spiritual master. To see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was always an occasion for jubilation, but to see him in Vrindavan was an added perfection. This meeting with his beloved guide and friend was different from the time in 1932 when Abhay had seen him in the Vrindavan Parikram. Now Abhay was no longer sitting anonymously in the back of the room. Now he was a bona fide disciple, recognized as the Kavi, one who had written the praiseworthy poem and essay, the young man who listened well, the devotee who helped the Allahabad Math and had established the Math in Bombay. Already on this visit, Abhay had the occasion to be alone with his spiritual master, who had remembered Abhay's son and presented him with a small bandi, a jacket. And now, as they walked alone on the bank of Radhakund, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati turned and spoke confidentially to Abhay. There had been some quarreling amongst his leading disciples in Calcutta, he said, and this distressed him very much. Even now in Vrindavan, it weighed heavily on his mind. Some of his disciples have been fighting over who would use various rooms and facilities in the Gaudiya Math headquarters in Calcutta. These devotees were members of the same math, and the building was for propagating Krishna consciousness under the leadership of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Yet even in the spiritual master's presence, they were quarreling. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas were supposed to be free from envy of any creature. What to speak of envy from one another? If they were to fight now, what would they do after the spiritual master passed away? Abhay had no part in these matters and didn't even know the details, nor was he even involved. But he listened to his spiritual master as he also became distressed. Deeply concerned, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta turned to Abhay, Agunjwale, quote, "There will be a fire. One day there will be a fire in the Calcutta Gaudiya Math. And the fire of that party interests was spread out and destroyed." Abhay heard but did not know what to make of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who fought so long and boldly to establish that anyone of any birth could be elevated and become a Brahmana, a sannyasi, or a Vaishnava. But if his followers became contaminated by little wealth and desire for prestige, thereby showing themselves to be still low-class men, despite their training in purification, then his mission would be disrupted. If in the name of religion they become attached to ease, position, and prestige, it would only mean that they fail to grasp the teachings of their spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada said, he was lamenting that these were simply after stones and bricks of the building. He condemned. He was very, very sorry. When we're living in a rented house, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, if we could collect 200, 300 rupees, we were living very nicely in Ulanga. We were happier then, but since we have been given this marble place in Bag Bazar, there is a friction between our men. Who will occupy this room? Who will occupy that room? Who will be the proprietor of this house? Everything is going in different ways. It will be better if we take the marble from those walls and secure money. If I could do this in print books, that would be better. Abhay felt his spiritual master speaking to him in urgency, as if asking him for help or warning him to avert a disaster. But what could he do? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta then said directly to Abhay, Amar Icha Chila Kichu Kai Karana. I had a desire to print some books. If you ever get money, print books. Standing by Radhakun and beholding his spiritual master, Abhay felt his words deeply enter his own life. If you ever get money, print books. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada lilamrita ki. So that's a very important pastime in Srila Prabhupada's meeting with his guru. Not just to see his guru or hear some nice words, but to receive instruction. His life's mission was given to him on their first meeting. When he first met his guru, who said, please travel to the English-speaking worlds and spread this message of Sri Chaitanya. But this is also a very important instruction that Prabhupada very much took to heart. So whenever Prabhupada always was emphasizing to his disciples about the importance of book distribution, from printing books, he always referred to this particular pastime of his guru. That his guru, because of the success of his preaching, had built many nice temples. But at the cost of that, became dissension amongst his disciples. So Prabhupada realized that really it's preaching and book distribution has to be the basis of the preaching mission, and everything comes from that. So I feel very fortunate to be able to read that for you all.
Probably question, excuse my ignorance, but
yeah.
I'm not trying to revise or reinterpret, but print books.
Yeah.
Would this be, say, broadcasting You know, we still print books, but there was no internet there. Radio and TV probably were not as developed.
Right.
Even though books are still books.
Yeah. There's different ways of broadcasting. Obviously, you know, if you see something on TV, people will get to a very broad audience. But what will they retain?
Would the message be specifically print books?
Well, the message would be, use the means. There is a broadcast message. Like you have a microphone, you can reach a broader group. A television, so forth. But it still can enter one ear and go out the other. A book you have in hand. Magazines can be tossed away, but books people hold on to. They keep them on the shelf. They go back to reading them. And it's a more substantial way of learning. So yes, any means we have by spreading Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was very happy to go on national television and speak to newscasters about Krishna consciousness. He was very happy to see when the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was being printed in newspapers. However we can outreach is great. But books have a permanency. The message is there. So I may explain something to you right now, directly, but you may not remember what I said. But if I write it down, you have it.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, why books were... And now, of course, we have Kindles and iPads and all these other things, too. I mean, those we're also exploring those means of publishing the philosophy.
Right.
But books have substance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very well.
Thank you for answering. Very good question.
You.
I just remember about Brihad Mridanga, how
Brihad Mridanga.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he said,
Kirtan
is like we play Mridanga and who hear, who is around, but books are Brihad Mridanga, the same Mridanga, but one can hear on the, like, another country.
Big
Mridanga. Big Mridanga.
Yeah, even in the logo that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had created for the Gaudiya Math, and it's still actually on the main wall of the Mayapur ISKCON temple, and it's a Krishna Yantra. It's a like a six-pointed star with ends pointing out. One side represents Pantratkaviti, deity worship, and the other side represents Bhagavatviti, hearing, chanting, remembering. And on that side is not only a mridanga, but also the printing press. So this is something really important to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And Prabhupada accepted, and when he established the ISKCON Mayapur temple, he put that same logo on the wall there. So, but thank you, Maharaji. That's, did you have something you want to offer? Okay. Okay, so we probably should read Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Shri Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. So reading Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text 31, The Activities of the Prachetas. Varam
Varam
Vrinimahe
Vrinimahe
Atapi
Atapi
Varam Vrinimahe Tapi
Varam Vrinimahe Tapi
Nata
Nata
Twat Paratha
Parat
Parat Natta Twat Paratha Parat
Natta Twat Paratha Parat
Na
Na
He
He
Antas
Antas
Twat
Twat
Vibhutinam
Vibhutinam
Nahyantas Twat Vibhutinam
Nahyantas Twat Vibhutinam
So
So
Ananta
Ananta
Iti
Iti
Kiyase
Kiyase
So Ananta Iti Kiyase
So Ananta Iti Kiyase
Varam Vrini Mahe Tapi
Varam Vrini Mahe Tapi
Natta Twat Parata Parat
Natta Twat Parata Parat
Nahyanta Twat Vibhuti vibhutinam
ananta sarvibhutinam
sonanta itigiyase
sonanta itigiyase
varamrini mahetapi
varamrini mahetapi
natatva parata parat
natatva parata parat
Nayanta svarvibhutinam
Nayanta svarvibhutinam
Sonanta itikiyase
Sonanta itikiyase
Varambrini mahetapi
Varambrini mahetapi
Natatva parata parat
Natatva parata parat
Nahyantastvad vibhutinam
Nahyantastvad vibhutinam
Sonanta itgiyase
Sonanta itgiyase
Varamrinimahetapi
Varamrinimahetapi
Nahyantastvad
parata parat
Nahyantastvad vibhutinam
Nahyantastvad vibhutinam
Sonanta itigiyase
Varamrinimahetapi
Natatva
parapara
Nayi antastvat vibhutinam
Sonanta itigiyase
Varamrini mahetapi
Natatva
parata para
Nahyantastvad vibhutinam
Sonanta itigiyase
Varam benediction.
Benediction.
Vrini mahe.
Vrini mahe.
We shall pray for. Atta api.
Atta api.
Therefore.
Nata.
Nata.
O Lord.
Twat.
From you.
From you.
Parata parat.
Parata parat.
Beyond the transcendence.
Beyond the transcendence.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Na.
He.
He.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Antaha,
antaha,
and twat,
twat,
your,
vibhutinam,
of opulences,
saha,
you,
anantaha,
unlimited,
iti,
thus,
giyase,
are celebrated. Translation by Srila Abhay Chidananda Bhakti Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Dear Lord, we shall therefore pray for your benediction. Because you are the supreme, beyond all transcendence, and because there is no end to your opulence. Consequently, you are celebrated by the name Ananta. Again, dear Lord, we shall pray for your benediction.
We shall pray for your benediction.
Because you are the supreme.
Because you are the supreme.
Beyond all transcendence.
Beyond all transcendence.
And because there is no end to your opulences.
There is no end to your opulences.
Consequently,
you are celebrated.
By the name Ananta.
By the name Ananta.
Purport. There is no need for the Prachetas to ask any benediction from the Supreme Lord, because the devotees are simply satisfied by the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj practiced severe austerities and penances to see the Supreme Lord, and his intention was to receive benediction from the Lord. He had wanted to acquire the throne of his father, or to attain a better position. But when he was actually in the presence of the Supreme Lord, he had forgot everything. He said, quote, "My dear Lord, I do not wish for any benediction." This is the actual position of the devotee. The devotee simply wants to be in the presence of the Supreme Lord, either in this world or the next, and engage in his service. That is the ultimate goal and benediction for the devotees. The Lord had asked the Pachetas to pray for some benediction. And they said, quote, "What kind of benediction should we pray for? The Lord is unlimited, and therefore there are unlimited benedictions." The purport is that one must ask, that if one must ask for benediction, he must ask for unlimited benediction. The words Tvatpata are very significant in this verse. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Parataparat. The word Parat means transcendental, beyond the material world. The impersonal Brahman effulgence is beyond this material world and is called Paramparam. Ahura Krishna Paramparam. Quote from Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 2nd chapter, 32nd verse. Merging into the impersonal effulgence of the Lord is called Parampara. But there is a higher transcendental position in which the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahmeti Paramamiti Bhagavan Iti Shadaya. This is a quote from Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 2nd chapter, 11th verse. The Absolute Truth is realized first as impersonal Brahman, then as Paramatma, and then finally as Bhagavan. Thus, the Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, is Parataparat, beyond the Brahman and Paramatma realization. In this connection, Srila Jiva Goswami points out that Parataparat means better than the best. The best is the spiritual world, and is known as Brahman. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, is known as Parabrahma. Therefore, Parataparat means better than the Brahman realization. It will be explained in the next verses, the Prachetas plan to ask the Lord for something that has no limit. The Lord's pastimes, qualities, forms, and names are all unlimited. There is no limit to his name, forms, and pastimes, creation, and paraphernalia. The supreme living entity, the living entity cannot conceive the unlimitedness of the unlimited. Therefore, the living entities are engaged in hearing about the unlimited potencies of the Supreme Lord. They are factually connected directly to the unlimited. Such understanding of the unlimited becomes unlimited by hearing and chanting. Om Ajnanatimanandasya Kananjana Savakaya Chakshur Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachanam Pankum Panatekinam Yakripatamaham Pante Shri Guru Tavitarnam Panchakalpatulumbascha Kripasundu Evacha Patitanam Pavadebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again the verse. Param Vrini Mahetapi Natta Tva Parata Parat Nayanta Tva Vibhutinam Sonanta Iti Giyase. Dear Lord, we shall therefore pray for your benediction because you are the supreme, beyond all transcendence, and because there is no end to your opulences. Consequently, you are celebrated by the name Ananta. So it is very wonderful that what I read from the Prabhupada Lilamrita and this verse is a very nice contrast. In his Shikshastakam, Mahaprabhu prays, Na danam na janam na sundari kavitam va jagadishikamai Mama janmani janmaneshwari bhavatad bhaktir ahai tuki tai. Oh, my dear Lord, I do not wish for wealth, for opulences, for power. He's not even praying for release from the cycle of birth and death. He says, I just simply want in my life, birth after birth, your unalloyed devotional service. And so the Prachetas have similar wisdom. They have received the direct darshan of the Supreme Lord, and of course the Lord is so kind, he He's personal, so he wants to give to them. It's not just simply, oh, give me your honor, give me this, give me that. Lord, what can I do for you? The Lord loves the exchange. The nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is that God is the most supreme loving personality. So therefore, everything is reciprocal. Whatever devotee, little thing that the devotee offers to the Supreme Lord, the Lord wants to give him tenfold, a thousandfold. And so the Prachetas understand that simply asking for some material benediction would be silly. Here they are in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Are they going to ask for $1 million? You know, what are they going to ask for? They just simply want to engage in the Lord's service. And the devotee by nature is simply happy to be in the presence of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada in his purport refers to the wonderful story of Dhruva Maharaj, which is a wonderful story because his intention, his original intention, was very understandable. In Gita, Krishna says, Chaturvita Pajante Mam, Jana Sukutina Arjuna, that there are four types of persons who will begin to render devotional service, one of whom is those who desire wealth. The others are in distress, the others are inquisitive, and the others are in knowledge seeking higher knowledge. So Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom to equal his father's just so his father would recognize him. He wanted to sit on the lap of his father. His father's second wife said, no, you know, you'll never sit on your father's lap, nor will you ever sit on the throne. Be gone. So he went through tremendous austerities to attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And yet when the Lord appeared before him, he was stunned. And so the Lord took his conch shell and placed it on his forehead. And that gave him the power of speech. And he said, before, I prayed for broken glass, not realizing that a gem was right before me. So that is the Lord's mercy. So even though someone may start off with a lower intention in engaging in devotional service, they may be under some suffering, they may have some desire, they just may simply be frustrated with both trying to attain wealth and maybe want to seek knowledge. But however a devotee, the soul, approaches the Lord goes, okay, this is where you are, this is where I'll meet you, but I'll take you further than that. And I'll take you further than that. And each and taking further from that is closer. So, paratat, those who attain Brahman realization are very close to the Lord, but they aren't quite there. I had a devotee or somebody asked me once, say, what is wrong with simply Brahman realization? But without Bhagavan or any of the other. And I say, it's like someone comes to visit their father's home, but they won't go up to visit the father. They'll simply stay in the father's house, but they won't go visit the father. The father's crying for his son. Why won't he come visit me? But the son won't refuses to go. So for those who only are simply satisfied with the Brahman realization, it's like that. They're in the presence of God, but they don't have any direct connection with God. They're not seeing God's face, they're not engaging in service, they're just simply in the presence of God's kingdom. Beyond that is Paramatma. Understanding that the Supreme Lord is in the heart, and he's in the heart of all living entities. And there's some personal connection, but still not quite there. You see God everywhere, but how do you connect with everything and everyone? And Bhagavan means that the source of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of the Paramatma and Brahman. Like we all have an aura. We all have a presence. Some people walk into a room, they fill the room. You know, we call that an aura. So God's aura is his Brahman. This is Brahma Jyoti. So the Brahman effulgence, the Brahman realm, is a very wonderful place. It's very peaceful. It's very shanta. There's no hankering. There's no lamentation. But there's no personal engagement. So therefore, the devotee offers his obeisances to Brahma Vultures, but wants to go beyond that because they want to be in the presence of God. They want to engage in loving service to God. And so the Prachetas have a similar benediction. They're not praying for anything material. They're not even praying for liberation. We'll find out what they'll be praying for in the following verses, but they made it very clear that they understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, who's standing before them, is Ananta. It is unlimited. So therefore, what benediction they may ask for will be of an unlimited nature. And that's a very nice example for us to follow. You sometimes read stories about, in Prabhupada's Leela, of less than behavior. Sometimes it's God brothers. And we should just think that's being human. But with Srila Prabhupada, we should know he's divine. And that makes us appreciate Srila Prabhupada that much more, that he has that same mood as the Prachetas. He has that no desire for anything less than the pleasure of the Supreme Personality Godhead, and nothing less than the pleasure of his spiritual master. Everything Prabhupada did, he did for the pleasure of his guru. And he did for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that was the basis of the success of his preaching. And that one simple pastime, when his guru was expressing concern about the state of his mission, he understood from that the root principle of it. Not just externally, oh, these people are fighting, oh, I shouldn't get involved with the fighting. He understood, oh, this is really my guru's desire. And so this should also be our mood too. What does our guru want from us? What does Srila Prabhupada want from us? What does Krishna? What would make Krishna very happy with this? So I think I'll end here. Does anybody have any questions or concerns or any doubts, realizations? Mukta, I can always call you for something good.
Yes.
I was trying to say something where you, for years and years, and never said anything. And but it's better when somebody says something at the end of class instead of just, okay, forget, okay, class is over. Anyway,
yeah.
So what I was that, I remember a letter that Prabhupada wrote to Shivananda when he started the first temple in Europe. Before England, and Prabhupada wrote him one letter. He said, and quote, I always remember from it, he said, because you were trying to please me, therefore I'm pleased. It might not be too good at what we do. I mean,
yeah.
Lord knows I've done a lot of it. But, and there was a thing on that Shruti Kirti put something on the Facebook every day.
Yeah.
The one he put on today was this. I forget what temple it was. It might have been England, Bhaktivedanta. Mm. And this 12-year-old Indian boy, he wanted to cook for Prabhupada.
Mm.
And Prabhupada let him. And Shruti Kirti was doing his massage, and Prabhupada, and he just let the boy go. He figured, well, he's cooking. And so when he brought in the prasadam, he said the dal was burnt, and
yeah,
the rice wasn't cooked enough, and the chapatis were hard.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada took a couple bites from everything, but he couldn't eat much.
Yeah.
And when the boy was out of the room, Prabhupada told the Shruti Kirti, he said, why didn't you go with him? You didn't go with him while he was cooking to make sure it'd be okay. You should have gone with him.
Mm.
And he was like chastising him, not laughing, but chastising him.
Yeah.
And then the boy came in the room, the 12-year-old boy came in the room, and Prabhupada said, oh, it's very good, it's very delicious, you did so well.
So sweet.
To Prabhupada, he did do well, he tried his best.
Yeah.
And but it death, but he condemned it, but very, very did his best. Anyways, I mean, we do a service, we should get good at it. It's not like we should always be bad at what we do, but mainly is we're expected to get better at things, even if we're not good in the beginning. But the main thing is that we're trying to.
No, I remember I read a quote from Srila Prabhupada where he said about George Harrison. He said, as far as Sriman George's activities, he said, they may be pious or they may be impious. He said, but it doesn't matter. He said, you should know that he's pleased his spiritual master so much that he's assured a place back at Krishna's lotus feet. So that's the benediction of receiving the Guru's mercy. You know, we may not be qualified to go back to Godhead, but boy, they'll take us along. So, okay, so I'm here. Thank you very much. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.